Good morning. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry that we're late. So we had to. There's a lot going on, and we had to run to the car
to make this phone call.
Okay. So what's on your mind this morning?
A lot has happened in the short 4 weeks since we last saw each other. One of our top, so this is not the reason we're in our car, but start off with a positive news. One of our top clients.
Well, everything is positive.
Yeah, everything is actually positive. One of our top clients is who's a very good friend of mine.
Your best friend.
My best friend. We went to college together. Her husband's medical company, was bought out by Humana, and he got a $7 million bonus. And he's going to be the CEO of the physician's division of the new company that Humana is going to be heading. So they're sending the money to us, so we're going to have about maybe $5 million to invest.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And so that's kind of positive. Then the other item we want to discuss with you, and we will need your detailed guidance on this, because there's so many moving parts and it's ongoing, and we just need to see what you recommend. We had Melody come in and talk to us yesterday.
Friday.
And what we were not expecting was that he's retiring in a month and a half.
Wow.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you. Yep.
He'll be retiring in a month and a half. And so there's a lot of moving parts to this. There's multiple books. One book is going to be split between me and a senior partner, which is Amy, that she's worked with for more than 30 years or so. And it'll be a 50-50 split of her split. However, I will be handling most of the time. Then there's the other number that's between her, Rick and I, and then this fourth party that she brought in just less than a year ago to help us, who has 1%, but the moment she leaves, she'll be getting 15% of the book, and we'll be handling 99% of the book. And then her statement was she had a few requests. Oh, and then there's a book which is a very small book that Rick gets 80% now, so that's probably even irrelevant. But she did have a few requests. Her first request was that I move into her office. A larger office, but it's on the other side of our Morgan Stanley office. Next to the senior partner and her assistant and her team. So I'll be moving over there, and there's no room for Rick over there. We're okay with that, temporarily, and until Nicholas helps us find room for Rick. Then her second request, which is the one that we have a big question mark on, is that she wants us to assume to bring on her assistant, who is fabulous, but she wants us to make it of ours.
What's the what?
Because she has a third assistant who's not so great, and this third assistant is working with the fourth party, his name is Penny, and the senior partner. But we wanted to, Anthony knows our Supernova platform, Anthony, and we want, so our thinking is that we want to keep, obviously we'll keep her assistant and also Anthony, which works for Ava, who is fabulous, and we have a plan to move up eventually to an FA role in the future, a couple of years down the road. So he's groomed for Supernova, and this whole other team does not do Supernova. It's a completely different type of business that they do. But the biggest question mark here is that Penny will be using Gladys, her main assistant, but she doesn't want him to pay.
No, she doesn't think he's going to pay.
She doesn't think he's going to pay a penny. meaning that they compensate her very nicely. What that means, I don't know. She wouldn't tell me. I don't know if they pay her $20,000 a year, $50,000 a year, or $80,000 a year out of pocket. The firm pays her salary, but evidently they pay her
bonuses
and monthlies and very, very nicely. So I don't know what that translates into. Rick has already done all the numbers, breaking down all the books, because it's a five-year payout, meaning that the first year graded down to the six-year fix, we start increasing for the first, you know, couple of years, we won't be getting that much. So the big question mark is, if we're not getting that much, you know, would it even make sense, you know, I mean, Rick really wants to go in and have negotiations with the manager and with Penny so that he pays, you know, some part of the salary of this assistant. And he's inheriting a whole other part of the book. He said it's not that large, but in looking at the numbers, you know, it's pretty equivalent, where we're not part of that book.
Okay. So, what's your question?
a lot of moving parts here, and we want to make sure that we're looking at this correctly, and that, you know, when we're making any agreements or any, that we're not making any mistakes, and, you know, what are your thoughts, I guess, we need your guidance.
Well, it was hard for me to get all of that at once, so I'm not sure that I have the math down. But Rick, have you figured out what it means in terms of income for you guys over the next 4 years?
Yes. Okay. As far as gross revenue, beginning in year one, assuming that Roxana gets 50% of that book with the senior partner, and assuming that the other partner gets 15% of the book that we get 85% of, this is additional revenue, because we're already getting revenue off of that book, off of both of those books, which we're getting about $97,000 right now from her book before. On annual revenue before she retires. Not net. This is gross production. So year one, it'll be about $135,000 more in gross revenue. Year two, about $157,000. Year three, about $200,000. Then it goes up to about $224,000 year four. $246,000 in year five, and then year six is when, you know, she's completely out of the picture. We get about $448,000. You know, assuming everyone stays and we stay at the same production numbers. The same, you know, everyone's producing the same.
Okay, so on that $135,000, what do you guys net out?
Okay, well, we net out is, what Roxana was saying is that even though the payout works is, even though she's getting, you know, 70% of that payout, we get credit for 100% of it, so it actually puts us in a new payout bracket.
So on $135,000, you make how much income?
$60,000.
Okay. And the second year, $70,000, and $200,000, you make?
At $200,000, we make about close to 90-something thousand.
Okay.
Year four, $100,000. Year five, $111,000. And then year six, it goes up to $200,000. This is in addition to the $100,000 that we're currently getting.
Okay.
Sorry, not $100,000. That's $100,000. Yeah.
Revenue.
Revenue. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it'll be like another $45,000 on each year.
Okay. So, what's it going to cost you to do this?
that's you know the question. She hasn't spoken to management yet because she's gonna have a call today with the person who's in charge of this program for Morgan Stanley, who was out on vacation last week. So after she gets more information from her, then she's gonna sit down with Nicholas and let him know. But my thinking is that you know we have two options, right? If we're gonna take on the assistant, there's two things that either have to happen. Either this other advisor who's using her has to step up and pay a percentage, whatever his revenues are, percentage wise, of what he's inheriting of her bonus to make sure that she's kept whole. Or, in my opinion, B, you know, we give him, you know, 15% of the current book, let him go away, and we keep the assistant 100% of him. Yeah, why should we have the numbers set up for her?
So, what you're saying is, I'm not sure, which is the better deal for you?
Well, for us, as far as maybe not numerically, but just for the, I think for the long-term growth of our practice, is to give him 15% of, you know, the book or whatever the book is producing. There's a couple of clients already that he's handling. Let him have those, and we go on our way, and we implement our Supernova system, how we work.
It's going to be difficult for him to be integrated because he's not doing Supernova, and our idea is to bring on all these clients from Supernova.
All right, so that kind of answers the question. There aren't two choices here. Right? There's only one choice, and that is that you give him whatever and then you move on, right?
Yeah.
Now, is there a sensitivity period where you guys, I mean, when is she retiring? In a month and a half, right?
Yeah, she said she's gone in May. She said she'll do 2 months so that we could, you know, we could contact the client. She doesn't want to just leave abruptly because we had another advisor do that recently here, and the client, you know, found out when the other advisors were calling them. That's
so she's giving us a week and a half to reconnect. As you know, we stepped back on her book. So with these clients, you know, but the connection, you know, is obviously not 100% there. So she's given us a month and a half to 2 months to reconnect. And what I did is that I did a schedule where Reggie and I will be calling 4 clients each per day over the next week and a half and then continue to rotate those clients. In total, the amount of clients would be 26 me and 24 Rick.
Okay.
That will
sound
the
answer. So can you sit down with her and have a heart-to-heart about the other partner not really buying into Supernova and it just really would be a bad idea?
I could, but she's, and I'll be happy to. My concern is that she's very set in, who knows how she'll respond, number one, but she's very set in her ways. And her idea of bringing this partner in is that he would help Claudia when bonds mature and kind of help out with the whole book. And she's concerned, although he's a core practitioner, she's been concerned when Reg and I go out on vacation that there's no back to battle for some reason. So I don't know how she'll take it, but I'll be happy to have a talk with her yet.
Well, I want you to do the right thing. If she's only going to be there a month and a half, then maybe you do this after. I mean, you know the politics of this thing a whole lot better than I do.
Yeah.
You might talk with Nico about it.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach.
That's the best approach.
Yeah.
Nico and B. Ready and ask, we'll negotiate and we'll sit down and figure out how we move forward.
Yeah, talk to Nico about a timeline and what you really want. He doesn't want you guys bogged down in a bunch of babysitting another FA or, you know, trying to integrate somebody that doesn't want to be integrated or whatever. I mean, you know, maybe that person will do Supernova. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't, this is one of those where, you know, if I was there, I could really help you, but I can't. You know,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of too far away to know the, I gotta know the politics of whose feelings will get hurt and who's upset. And when a person's retiring, they're really, a little bit schizo, you know? So, maybe you want to treat them really well and be very generous and nice and let them go out knowing that everything's going to be taken care of. And with you guys, they know it will be taken care of. So meet with Nico, get his advice. He may say to sit down with her. He may say wait till she retires and then we'll work out something. I don't know. It's kind of, you don't want this thing in, you know, written in stone, before she retires, because then it's hard to get it unwound. So that's where you guys have to, you know, he needs to help you, because you're kind of on a roll, you know. You're doing great. I don't want to see you bogged down with, you know, this is the issue that we talked about when I got there, right? We're all about that partnership thing.
Yes. Yes. So the other big question mark question is, Rob, you know, we don't know how much he pays his partner. Would it make sense for us if we end up in the red, you know, to say year one and year two, and we bring her on and we pay so much that we end up in the red, year one and year two, hoping that we'll, you know, get our head above water year three and four? I mean, I don't know. I've never done this before, so I don't know.
Well, that's why I asked. You know, what's your net? You know, what's your net after all your expenses on this thing? You got to pay out 60 grand, and then you're, you know, you're kind of underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, for me, it's not worth taking a loss in year one. You know, and that's why I think it's we need to find out what number it is that she's receiving. And it's not even about taking a loss in year one. It's more of, hey, this guy's going to be using this assistant. We're going to be paying for it, and he's going to be getting the benefits and not paying for it. Yeah, that's something that, for me, is unacceptable. Right?
He
either steps up and pays up the percentage of what he's receiving, or, like I told Rakan, you know, he's scheduled to get 15%. There's a couple of people on the book that we just have never been able to connect with, you know, personalities, don't mix, stuff like that, and he's had a, you know, he's had an opportunity to connect with those people, which would represent about 15% of the current production. And my, you know, that, so option one is he steps up to the plate and pays a percentage. Well, option two is, hey, listen, take these clients that represent about 15%, put them in your book, use the assistant you're currently using, and then, you know, we'll part ways as far as assistants go and as far as the books go, and we'll stay with Gladys and Anthony. And I don't mind going in the red like that, because we're paying for her and we're using 100% of her services, but I will not accept going into the red when somebody else is using her services.
I think Nico would agree with you there. You want to get him on your, you want to work this out with him first.
Correct. Yeah. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to talk to him yet because she asked us to let her have a conversation with, you know, the lady who's in charge with the...
She did. She just sent me an email that she spoke with her today. Mm-hmm. And that this week or next week, depending on Nico's schedule, that she'll be talking to him. But she wants to talk to Nico first and inform him of her retirement before we do.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, and we're going to respect that, you know, and we'll wait till they have a conversation, and after that, we'll go into Nico's office, have a meeting, you know, and just show him the numbers that we've worked out, and see, you know, if, you know, she's over $1 million producer, and the total that she's getting from the books that we have access to right now is a little bit under $600,000. And, you know, she's had years where she's doing 1.2, 1.7. So we're only getting, you know, at max 40 to 50% of this book.
Yeah.
Well, you want to have it worked out pretty well before you walk into Nico's office, okay?
Correct. Correct.
And I would say in a week and a half, you're going to know, you're going to, you know, it'll all come, kind of come together for you.
And we've spoken to Nico in the past when we had, you know, when we spoke with you the first time, and we told him, her concern has always been that this other advisor, that his wife doesn't let him pay for this other assistant, you know, bonuses and stuff like that, which is fine. That's, we're not going to get involved in that. But Nico was, you know, said that's not fair and, you know, that's not going to happen. You know.
And let's wait till we get to that.
Let's wait till we get to that bridge and we'll process it.
So another question, Rob, is, you know, do you have any other thoughts? We're going to be rotating 4 clients per day, Rick and I, contacting, reconnecting, buying bonds, looking at asset allocations for the next month and a half, which will probably get us 4 or 5 contests in the next month and a half per client. Do you have any other suggestions? Do you think that would work?
Yeah, you want to do, are you actually going to be taking control of these clients?
We are not to talk to them about Supernova yet, or take full control yet, but we can do anything we'd like with the portfolios or with they're not going to know about her retirement until a month and a half from now.
No. They're not going to know about her retirement until she speaks with management. Then after she speaks with management, there's obviously, you know, some of the top clients that she's going to want to be involved with the transitioning of, you know, letting them know she's retiring and stuff like that. That was, you know, what she told us on Friday because of the situation which, you know, she saw happen with this other advisor. And you know, obviously she cares for her clients and she wants to do what's right by them. But we're not, what she wants us to do is if, before she has these conversations, is just for us to call them, you know, place a bond for them, place a structure note, something that we start reestablishing, you know, this communication so that when we do have this conversation a month from now or 2 weeks from now, you know, they're like, well, you know, we haven't heard from them in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, the key is that they do some transaction with you guys. That means that their allegiance then is with you and they trust you.
Yeah.
Okay, so however you get to that point is the point, is that where you need to go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And should we wait until she has the conversation with Nico to start doing this, or go ahead and, you know, and be proactive and start doing this from today?
I would wait until she has the conversation with Nico.
But then that'll give us less time. Since it's a month and a half, she's not going to talk to him for next week.
That's okay. You can't really have a conversation with them until. I mean, they're going to be very suspicious of this conversation with you. I mean, why are you calling? Who are you? What's going on? You know.
Well, we have relationships with a lot of them already.
We have relationships. Yeah. We've done transactions with them. They know
we just pulled back when we started doing Supernova because of that.
Then I definitely would not talk to them. If they know you and they trust you already, why waste an extra phone call? The next phone call is signing them up for Supernova.
Okay.
You guys are busy. Be busy. Okay? You don't have to waste your time just making transactions, making phone calls.
Right. Can you
add
out the center details starting this week? To send her an email. To send her an email every afternoon of who we talk to, and she requested that we...
You tell her to go in and talk to Nico now, and then you'll call.
Right. Okay.
Okay? That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
You got a book to manage. You know, she's treating you like a sales assistant.
What I told Roxana is that, you know, if she really wants to retire in 2 months or a month and a half, she doesn't have a lot of leverage, right? Because she would have to start all over, you know, if this doesn't work with us. Or transfer everything to the other advisor.
Right. And I mean, look, the reality is just sit down with her and have a talk and say, look, doesn't make sense to make, you know, 2 phone calls. We've already talked to her. She knows who we are. What am I going to say? We're just calling you to call you? I mean, what's the point of the call? I mean, we've got so many important things that we need to talk to them about. Why don't you go have your talk with Nico right now, and then we'll go have our serious conversation with them and sign them up for Supernova. I don't want to call them twice. Make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, is Nico not around or something? Or why wouldn't she talk to him now?
Nico's around.
She's not around. She comes into the office. She has paid for patient surgery, so she has therapy like 3 times a week. And in the last 3 months, she's been in the office maybe 2 or 3 times.
Okay, if she can get the therapy, she can get to the office, okay? Ask her when you'd like her to set up. Zoe, you'd be happy to set up the appointment for her and Nico. What's the best time?
Okay, I'll do that.
Sending her an email right now.
I'm
going to
call her and talk to
Nico
shortly about an event.
Yeah, a fundraiser event that we're possibly getting involved with.
Would you like for me to
set up a meeting? Now, as far as, you know, acquisition. When we start this process, let's say a week from now, she has a conversation. We should probably pull back on acquisition a bit until we have all these clients ingrained.
No, you knew I'd say that, right?
Yeah. Well, what I mean by that is we're working about 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours a day on acquisition, you know, half the day. Maybe cut it back to an hour or so that we could get all these clients on Supernova.
Well, that's what I mean. Don't waste your time until you actually have the clients. I mean, and then do them once. Sign them up for Supernova, do it all, do the transaction, sign them up for Supernova, get the whole thing done, all at once. Yes and no, I mean, yeah, probably, but make sure you keep at least an hour a day for acquisition. Don't go to zero.
Okay.
Because if you go to zero, you will have a heck of a time starting back up.
And then the other thing that we, Roxana and I talked about was basically when we speak to these clients, give them the 90-day free look thing that we've talked about in the past, but say, listen, you know, give us a year, we'll implement this service model, work with us for a year, and then a year from now, you're not happy with, you know, what we've done for you, you know, you can look to transfer out at that time.
Oh, no. That's not a conversation we're going to have. Why would you have that conversation?
Well, I'm talking about the clients that she's concerned about that are going to leave.
So what conversation should we be having?
I mean, you should assume they're going to stay, and your conversation should be if they bring up the fact that they are considering leaving, then you have that conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Not mean with that, but.
Okay. So you're saying when you put him up to turn over?
Yeah.
The way we present it, yeah. Oh. You can't get a sense.
Assume they're gonna assume. I mean, this is gonna make them like you guys a lot. Okay, just know that there's a dramatic difference between what you're about to tell them and what they've been getting in the past.
Yeah.
So don't worry about them leaving. They're leaving because of a reason. That she's not there. She never called. The service has been terrible.
Oh, she's not here, but she's been approved to work from home for a few years, so she has been in contact with these clients for a while.
Yeah, and what's the 12-4-2 look like?
Yeah, much better than that. Yeah, and it's more, you know, and it's more reaching out to them when they're not ready for the call. She may reach out to them on a monthly basis, but they're not ready for her when they call.
Right. Then they play phone tag, and then when she calls, she's not really, what's she saying? You know, is it really a worthwhile conversation? Is it something that she's really thought of? Is the conversation about them and their family, or is it about the portfolio? You know, if she had time to do financial planning, no. So, no, this will be a massive improvement on their part. You know, if they are thinking about leaving, you should go see them right away.
Okay.
Make sense? Yeah, I treat them like them. Yeah. And I'd go see the top clients, you know. How many have more than 5 million?
As far as 5 million?
Did I put his revenue more than 5,000 revenue?
No, not more than 5,000.
Because, for instance, you're Dan Ryan. He has 50,000
or 50,000. Well, more than 50,000 in revenue.
More than 50,000 in revenue, she has one client.
Okay. How about more than 25,000?
More than 25,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7.
So those 7 clients are the ones you go see. Okay.
Okay.
You probably will be able to consolidate accounts and bring in new assets.
Yeah.
So she hasn't been doing any of that.
And we've held back on doing that as well, because of, you know, the uncertainty. Whereas now we'll be a little bit more aggressive, knowing, you know, they have outside assets, you know, having a conversation of consolidation and things of that nature. And getting more of their cash invested as well.
He said, no thanks, I'll call.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun for you.
My stress levels are back to how they were before we started Supernova.
Yeah, I know, that's the problem.
Just not the workload, but remember when we talked about just the whole negative feeling of the
whole situation. Just, right. You're thrown into the negative vortex again.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's, you know, in my opinion, it's negative worst case scenario for 2 months. In 2 months, you need,
right.
You know, what we're going to do what's best for us. We're also going to not do anything that will affect her payout. But we're not going to run our business the way she runs her business.
Right.
That sounds good. What else?
Our kids, the director of at our kids' school approached me, and I have to get back to her today to see if we are interested in sponsoring a donor event for every, they're having a dinner for every donor that contributed more than $10,000 per year. They'll be putting up, you know, they have a chef at the school that does amazing meals, and he'll be putting up all the food and everything. We just need to provide the location. Our house is conducive to that, but we were looking at some country clubs here in the area and see how much that would be to rent out a location and sponsor that.
Good.
Is that something
you guys get? Usually you can't, if you go to a country club, they're going to want to cater it, okay?
Well, they had events before. It's like the country club right here down the road from us, the Coral Gables Country Club, where they had their big gala events at, and they bring in their chef.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe the country club puts up the bar, and they put up, you know, the chef and stuff.
We'll find out what they do. That seems very unusual.
Yeah.
So you usually have to go to a place that rents rooms.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the catering yourself.
Yeah. There's like what kind of said, there's a back country club, and there's also a couple of women's clubs in the area that rent the room, and you have to bring your own caterer and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's more normal. Yeah. Nice, sir. Okay. Nice opportunity.
Yeah.
So, what else?
That's about it. We got we've been working on acquisition, but we had the opportunity. Well, I met with actually with a cousin of mine who sold his business too, and I've had his brother, who's a doctor, who's a cardiologist. I've had him on a drip campaign, and I haven't done any business with the doctor, but after he sold his business, he had me, he told him, he went to his brother and asked him, you know, he had a mess on his hand, what should he do? So he told him, we'll talk to Rick. He does really well. You know, he spoke very highly of me. So I went out and met with him last Thursday as well. And he's gone to Italy for 2 weeks. But when he comes back, hopefully, you know, that'll be another client to bring in. And it'll be an opportunity as well to get a hold of his client. His brother is a client as well.
So how much did he sell the business for?
He sold it for $850,000, but he had some other accounts, you know, at Vanguard and stuff like that. So it'll be over $1 million. And then his brother is very, very wealthy. Does a lot of private investments. Has about $2 million in an IRA, and is involved with a lot of other doctors and has a lot of opportunities there.
Great. Good. How about centers of influence?
We have not.
We met with Bob.
Yes.
We've been having him come into the office. He's retired. He's bored.
Rakana's mentor.
Mentor for Merrill. He came into the office. And he came in last month. He came in this month. He ordered in lunch, and he brought his wife this time. We had a lovely time, lovely conversation. And then he recommended a new concierge software that he's working with, and Rick said, well, would you please give us an introduction?
Yeah.
And they said, absolutely, draw a letter into what language, Barbara, you know, we can put on a letter that we'll send out to her and talk to her about it. So we need to draft that up and get that over to him, but they're going to personally introduce us to this attorney.
Concierge software.
Wonderful. That sounds good. So, Yeah, keep up your prospecting, Roxana. You were very proud of yourself, and you were doing great with it. So don't stop that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, don't get sucked into the vortex of the negative web.
Yes, yes, and I seem to have already, you know, little part of the web caught me already. I have to untangle myself and keep moving forward, yeah.
Right, right. They will, it will get you. It will ruin your karma. You've got it going on. You don't want to stop. You know. Alright. Okay, I will let you go. It sounds like you're going to be busy, but, get things worked out. Get that appointment with Nico and your friend. The new FA, the old FA Melanie, and get her all retired, and then work out the deal with your... I like the idea of getting rid of the other guy and buying him out with 15% and saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.